السلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الحمد لله الذي يجيبني حين أناديه ويستر علي كل عورة وأنا أعصيه، ويعظم النعمة علي فلا أجازيه. نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأن سيدنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد، كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والأوصياء والصديقين وعترة نبيك الطيبين الطاهرين وأصحابه المنتجبين ومن تبعهم بإحسان وإيمان إلى يوم الدين. عباد الله، أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه الكريم: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا عرضنا الأمانة على السماوات والأرض والجبال فأبين أن يحملنها وأشفقن منها وحملها الإنسان إنه كان ظلوما جهولا. The subject is about how to preserve and maintain our religious institutions, our mosques, our Islamic centers, and we make sure that they are heading in the right direction. They are serving the community. They are helping people out. I mentioned two points last Friday, and I'm going to mention another point today, inshallah. As to the points I mentioned last week, point number one is that we have to promote and maintain in-depth discussion and discourse in our institutions. We have to avoid shallowness and superficiality, things that are redundant, things that are repetitive, things that are of no use to people. Whether they know them or they don't know them, they are not going to benefit. Doesn't make any difference. We should not address these things. I always say the time of the people is the most precious things. It should not be wasted. I always tell my friends, the speakers, the lecturers, the professors, the imams, do not waste people's time. When they come to your lecture and sit there for an hour and a half, you are responsible before God. Not to waste people's time. You have to address things that are relevant, of benefit. They really benefit from them. You have to know what to say. So this is number one. Number one is to entertain thought-provoking subjects, intellectual subjects, scientific subjects, subjects that really stimulates the brain, stimulates the mind, and keeps people interactive with you. This is number one. Number two, to follow the course of moderation and stay away from radicalism, political radicalism, ideological radicalism, intellectual radicalism. Stay away from them. Stay away from that. Neither you should shy away from addressing your own aqidah at your own home. You must speak about it. You should not be embarrassed to present your aqidah to others. Nor you have to attack other people's aqidah. You can speak proudly about your own doctrine, your own tradition, your own faith, your own religion. At the same time, you can maintain other people's religions. We don't have to attack them. There is no conflict between them. Between maintaining and being proud of your aqeedah and respecting other people's, even if you disagree with them. So stay away from radicalism. One of the things that I disagree with all the time, and I say it very openly, we are not a culture of la'an and curse. We are a culture of love and respect. We are a culture of tolerance and forbearance and understanding. Our culture, our madhab, the school of Ahlul Bayt, is not based on curse. Cursing. We don't do that. None of Ahlul Bayt kept cursing people around them and wishing them death. Show me where. This is not the culture of Islam. This is not the tradition of Ahlul Bayt, alayhim afdhalu salatu wassalam. The tradition of Ahlul Bayt is based on love, on respect, on tolerance. Even to their worst enemies, they were tolerant. They were tolerant. اِتْفَعْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنْ. God has given us a brain and logic. Why don't we use the logic? Why do we have to curse? We don't have to curse. You don't have to curse anyone. So these were the 2 points I mentioned last week. And today, point number 3. How to maintain the safety, the beauty, the journey of our Islamic centers and our mosques. Point number 3. Any mosque, any religious institution, any religious foundation should not be politicized. Non-politicization of any religious institution. That's a very dangerous pit. A very dangerous thing to do, to turn the mosque into a political institution, to advocate certain governments, certain political parties, certain groups. We should stay away from that. Why? Because political parties, they aim to promote themselves. They aim to grab power. And when they grab power, they stay in power. They try to stay in power for hundreds of years. Whereas religion, whereas the mosque promotes God, promotes the humanity, serves the humanity. We discuss political subjects, but we are not a political party. We don't advocate any political regime, any government, any political party. We don't do that. We don't turn the masjid into an arena for political discussions, so people fight among themselves. That is a very dangerous thing to do. Masjid and religion aims to make people happy, to bring people together, not to divide them. A masjid that divides people along political lines is not a good mosque, is not a healthy mosque. So this is point number 3. Point number 4, I mentioned this again and again and again. We have a beautiful verse in the Quran, in Surah Al-Jinn. وَأَنَّ الْمَسَاجِدَ Verily, verily, definitely, verily. Mosques, temples, لِلَّهِ فَلَا تَدْعُوا مَعَ اللَّهِ أَحَدًا. It should be open. Belongs to God. God is the owner. And we are the servants of God, the creatures of God. So it is open to all. I don't believe that any mosque, any religious institution, any Islamic center should shut its doors in the face of any individuals, even if that individual is an atheist. Is an atheist, he does not accept God. He should be welcomed if he wants to come and listen, if he wants to come and discover and learn. He should be welcomed. This property belongs to God. These institutions, وَأَنَّ الْمَسَاجِدَ لِلَّهِ They belong to Him. He's the owner. We are not the owner. We are caretaker. We are servants. Servants. We serve. But we are not the owners. The owners is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore, every person should be comfortable going to the mosque. Every person. They should not be harassed. They should be welcomed. And every person who goes to the mosque is a first-class guest. We don't have a priority seating. You know, if you pay more, you sit in the front. If you pay less, you sit, no, wherever. The Prophet says, when you go to the mosque, whatever space is available, first come, first serve. This is a theory in Islam, by the way. A theory in Islam, first come, first serve, is a jurisprudential theory, qa'ida fiqhiyya. You arrive first, you sit there. This is your place. Nobody can ask you to move. Except Mr. Shahidi when you stand in front of the camera. But other than that, it is your place. وَأَنَّ الْمَسَاجَدِ لِلَّهِ. You should feel welcome. The religious, the non-religious, the believer, the atheist, the Shia, the Sunni, the Christian, the Jews, the Muslim, the Baha'i, the whatever. They should go to the mosque. They should be welcomed. We should welcome our hearts and our arms. Because we are not a cult. We are a school of thought. There is a big difference between being a school of thought and being a cult. The cult is for only its members, the club members. They have ideas, their own ideas. They don't accept others. They reject others. They are intolerant to other ideas. But we have to be tolerant. We have to be accepting. If you want to make your children coming to the mosque in the future, they don't desert mosques in America, you have to open your mosque for them and tolerate them and understand them and welcome them and tell them you are a shareholder. This is your place. This is your place. You can come, you can discuss anything. We are not an ethnicity. In the mosque, we are not an ethnicity. I said many times, I was very offended when I went to certain mosques and they did not allow black people to go in. They didn't allow them in the Friday prayers. I was shocked. They said they can go to their own mosques. I said, no. وَأَنَّ الْمَسَاجِدَ لِلَّهِ. They can go to any mosque. This mosque is not for an ethnicity. It's wrong to place a mosque, an Islamic institution, Husayniyah, based on ethnicity, race, group, village. It's wrong. The mosque is a universal place. The mosque welcomes all colors, all races, all ideas, all nationalities, all languages. One last point. Again, we must respect all scholars and maraja. We don't boycott one and defame one. This is politics. We don't get involved in dirty politics. All maraja and all ulama are respected. Those who spend their time studying, researching, defending Islam. Maybe they are different from us. Maybe they are different from me. Maybe they have a different idea, but I respect them because they are scholars. I respect them because of their knowledge. Therefore, we do not advocate a certain marja or one marja. I don't do that in my life. I don't work for a marja. I am the servant of Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib. And I am proud to be his servant. I don't serve a marja. So we don't advocate this marja against that marja. We don't even mention marja'iyah here. But we respect them. We honor them. We pay tribute to them. We salute them. Because they are the defenders of Islam. They are the defenders of the school of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salatu was-salam. But we are not a cult. We do not lean to one side against another. This is not our policy. This is how we should keep our institutions open for all. Open for all discussions. I love what Imam Ali did. Imam Ali, when he became Khalifa, he had many enemies. Among them, the Kharijites. They hated him. They planned to murder him, assassinate him, and they did. They did. After 4 years and 9 months, they succeeded in murdering him inside his sanctuary, Mihrab. So some fanatics around Imam Ali, they came to him. They said, Ya Ali ibn, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, stop those people from coming. Ban them. Do not allow them to come to Masjid al-Kufa. He said, the masjid is not my property. It's not my property. I can't stop anyone. La namna'uhum masajid Allah. We do not ban them from... Those are deviant and corrupt, ideologically corrupt. They were the ISIS of that time. the ISIS of 1400 years ago. But he never stopped them. Let them come. If they want to pray, to listen, let them come. If they are not taking arms against us, if they are not terrorizing and bombing people, let them come. Let them come. They say we are Muslims. We say, okay, let them come. He didn't ban anyone. His mosque was open. This is why Ali is alive today. People love him because of his manners, because of his akhlaq, because of his tolerance, because of his forgiveness and compassion and understanding. Ali did not feel insecure. Ali would welcome all people to his mosque, to his discussion, to his class, to his place. We are the followers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Amir al-Mu'mineen. And we have to keep our institutions safe, inshallah, always safe and healthy, so they can thrive and people can benefit. And inshallah, we earn the pleasure and the satisfaction of our Lord. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وأهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين.